Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Splatcast. We are back. We got a little bit off schedule, obviously, but we're back as always. It's me, Rhett, and we have Jace with us. And we have Anthony.
Hey.
Yeah, so we didn't do an episode last week. We had some traveling and some, I think Jace was maybe unavailable last week for a move or something like that. But what we did do last Sunday, Anthony and I watched together the Thunder go to Houston and play the Rockets. And we streamed that on Playback. And I don't think we had any other viewers.
There were some people that were popping in, though.
So there was one point where there was three people. I saw three people in there. Nice. So that was kind of cool.
Someone will have to speak up one of these days.
Yeah, and we're obviously going to plan to do that again, and we'll like kind of give a little more like advance notice, hopefully next time. But it was really fun. I thought it like worked really well, and it's cool. It's just like watching games with your buddies, you know, when you can't get together to do that. So that was pretty cool. We should certainly do that again. Hopefully, all three of us together.
I'd love to. I was so sorry to miss it.
Mm. Yeah, well, we get it. Yeah, obviously, we've all kind of had some stuff going on. We wanted to do just a quick little catch-up before. This is also going to be a bit of a special episode before we get to it. Obviously, we're in the kind of the knockout stage of the NBA Cup. So we're going to kind of cover that, make some picks on that, and talk mostly NBA Cup right now, as that's kind of the big thing in the NBA at the moment. But yeah, we did want to do just like a quick little catch up. I don't know, past couple weeks or so since we've been gone. I don't know. We had a couple of trips. I hosted Thanksgiving at my house for the first time. That was pretty fun. Good success there.
What was the best?
Had a little bit of a cold that fall. Yeah, go ahead.
What was your favorite food that you had on Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm not really a huge like turkey guy, but my wife, Madeline, her parents brought a turkey fry over and like fried a turkey. That was honestly probably my favorite thing. Madeline also makes these Brussels sprouts with like a, it's kind of like a teriyaki sauce kind of thing. Ooh, that was really good too. But we had some good eats. Did you get some good food on Thanksgiving yet?
Oh, you already know. Because my mom, she basically does all the cooking. And it was just the four of us, my parents and my sister. We were going to have an aunt and uncle join, but they backed out last second. So we cooked for like, I say we, my mom cooked for like 10 people. And then we just had leftovers for like the whole weekend. It's pretty great.
Sweet. Good deal. Jace, you were with our, obviously, I don't know if we've even said this, but Jace and I are blood brothers.
Amen.
Anthony is our brother, but not our blood brother. But Jace and I are blood brothers. So he was with my family for Thanksgiving. How was that, Jace?
Yeah, it was good. You know how it goes, man. Our family is big time with eating. So anytime that we have a chance to, you know, everybody get round up together and eat, we go all out. I've got kind of a weird thing for my favorite Thanksgiving food. It's like this with any family dinner we have. Real boring, not very exciting, but my grandma's green beans.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to that at Christmas.
They're special, man. I don't know what to tell you there. They're my favorite.
Yeah, she does them good.
But yeah, all good.
Cool. And then this last week, the reason why we didn't do a regular episode recording on Sunday is just got back from New York City. It was my first time in New York City. That was really fun, but tiring as always, you know, with the travel and stuff. But it was really cool. Obviously, I've talked about the Knicks before, and I was really close. At one point, I think I was like a mile and a half away from MSG, the Mecca, you know, so that was pretty fun. Didn't get to go this time. We got it on Friday, on Thursday, and they were playing, I think, the Hornets maybe or something. But it's a pretty pricey ticket to get in there if you want to go see a game at MSG. It's a bucket list item for me, but not this time.
you're used to those ticket prices, like for the Thunder in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. So, right. Yeah. Well, like, and like I've said before, like I live in Dallas and even the Mavericks games are so much more expensive than the Thunder. It must just, obviously Dallas is like a bigger market than Oklahoma City. You know, I guess it's just kind of market dictated, and judging by the prices, the Knicks are, you know, obviously one of the bigger markets there.
Right.
They're pretty expensive. Yeah. But yeah, that was cool. How was y'all's week? Or two previous weeks, I guess, like after Thanksgiving.
Mine's been good, man. It's nonstop college basketball, basically.
Yeah, it's kind of your busy season, isn't it, Jace?
Yeah. No, it's
– yeah.
Because it's not even, you know, like typically the biggest matchups, like conference games, that type of stuff. But the week of Thanksgiving, especially being feast week, it was like sun up to sundown. I was – up working, watching games, re-watching games, writing scouting reports, yada yada yada. But yeah, it's been a blast, just extremely non-stop, you know.
Yeah, well, keep up the good work, Jason. Hopefully we can kind of start integrating that some into our show a little bit more, because I know you've got some good stuff cooking up for when we get a little bit closer to draft time. And now, I mean, we've talked about where you can find Jace on Twitter and on the webs and stuff like that. So go read his stuff because it's good work.
Amen. I appreciate it.
What about you, Ant? What's new?
Not much. Actually, I spent some time in Chi-Town over the weekend.
Oh, no way. I was connecting there.
What? What day? Yesterday? What'd you say? What? When did you go through?
We connected there on both of our flights. So I guess like Thursday morning kind of, and then Saturday evening. Mm. I was in Chicago for probably like a total of like 3 hours at the airport, but it looked like a cool city. I'd love to go to Chicago sometime too. I've never really been there except for the airport.
Yeah, it was a good time. I went because my work had a holiday party there Friday night. And I actually got to catch the, like at the after party, they showed a replay of the Pacers Bulls game that was on Friday. So I watched a lot of that. And then the Bulls were in town yesterday against the Sixers. But wasn't in the area, so I couldn't make it. But Sixers won. But neither of the games had any cup implications. So not important.
Yeah, so who cares?
Who cares?
Right, who cares? That's the topic. Well, anything else you wanted to cover? I'm kind of ready to get into the cup. I'm kind of excited about the cup this year, to be honest.
Anyone have any cool cups that they're drinking from today?
Yeah, before we get started, I did have a couple. Do you want to start it?
Yeah, because I only got one that I've been drinking out of lately. It's an old timey.
Oh, the Bucks cup. Did you get that at the game?
I did, but I didn't get the drink that was in it. I just saw like the cups were there, and I was like, "Hey, I'm from Oklahoma. Like, can I just have a cup?" You know, and she's like, "Yeah, I don't care."
They were like, "We don't care where you're from.
Yeah. Just take it."
So, no, it tastes
nice.
Good.
Well, that's
it's like three straight wins in first place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, love
preach,
that.
Preach.
Okay. I've got a couple of NBA cups, too.
Ooh.
This is the souvenir cup from this season when we played the Rockets and we blew out the Rockets in Oklahoma City. This is this season. But I also have a couple more. This is another NBA cup from – this is the last season's cup. You can see – similar in some ways, but I thought this one was really cool. I like this cup a lot.
Yeah, I like that.
That's
one
a more. Playoff then, cup, isn't it?
That's a playoff cup. Yeah, that's a playoff cup. And this one, I got to show this one, Jace. This is the last one.
Yeah. I knew that was going to be making an appearance.
Dude.
Shout out to Anthony.
Yeah. Anthony, do you want to tell the people about this one? Because Anthony got this one for me.
No, I just, yeah. Me and my fam, we happened to be in France last summer, and the French League semifinals happened to be going on with some guy named Victor Wembanyama. I was like, hey,
might as well.
Oh, you're right. You're right. even though he had 2 points that game. But that's besides the fact. So yeah, just pulled up. They had tickets at the box office window, walked in, got to see Victor up close before he got drafted. Got to bring back a couple of souvenirs for the boys. And now that team doesn't exist
anymore.
Yeah, that's
really cool. Yeah, which is crazy. You'd think just like brand power alone, they would be able to survive. But yeah, Anthony knows that I like cups. Like I have a ton of stuff like this in my house. And this is one of my private or one of my prized, I should say, cups. It does not get used. It's decor. So very, very cool. Very cool. Thanks for that, Ant.
Yep.
Well, hey, much like the Mets cup, I brought a cup with me today that also does not get used. It's my Dallas Cowboys gas station cup. Bought
the 7-Eleven cup.
Amen. I was going to say, bought for me in Dallas by my dear brother, Rhett. And then lastly, the other cup that I brought, I feel like most of the cups we've seen like have pretty good designs on it. This one is a personal favorite because it was designed by yours truly.
Wow.
Coffee cup. It's not good.
Wow, that's awesome.
Character. The character is what counts. I tried to do like, I don't know if you can see this, like a little.
Oh, yeah. Bolt, but I didn't see it till now. Yeah, that's sick.
It looks like hot dog, kind of. But
yeah, well.
Personal fave.
Obviously, if you're listening on the podcast platforms, go and check out the YouTube video so you can see these cups because we got some pretty big time cups.
Good cups today.
Yeah, good cups today for sure. Cool. Okay. Well, I think we're ready to kind of kick her off. Are y'all ready to go on the cup?
Let's the real do cup? It.
All right. So yeah, for this one, Jace is he's put together some notes for us. So Jace is going to kind of drive the bus. Probably a welcome change of pace for most listeners. So excited for that, Jace. Sweet. I think we're ready to go, Jace. You want to kick us off?
Absolutely. So just like Rhett was just saying, the cups that we showed and discussed, they're cool. But at the moment, there's only one cup that really matters, and that is the NBA Emirates Cup. Or is it the Emirates NBA Cup? I don't know.
Same
it changes
thing.
Every year. Yeah. It changes yearly, so who cares? But the first thing that I wanted to look at is just kind of overview of the schedule. We're recording this on Monday, December the 9th. It gets started tomorrow, Tuesday, December the 10th. Two games in each of the first days of action. The first day, we've got the Orlando Magic playing against the Milwaukee Bucks. That's going to be at 6 p.m. Central Time. That's on TNT. And right after that game, we've got Dallas Mavericks at the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's scheduled to start at 8:30 p.m. Central Time, like I said. Also going to be on TNT. Then moving on to Wednesday, December the 11th, we've got the Atlanta Hawks. They're going to be playing against the New York Knicks. That game starts at 6 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. After that, we've got the Warriors heading to Houston to play against the Rockets. That's set to start at 8:30 p.m. That game's going to be on TNT also. And then Saturday is whenever we have the semifinals. Those are the games that are going to start being played in Las Vegas, you know. Where it really starts to matter. With the finals of the NBA Cup this year taking place next Tuesday, the 17th, also in Las Vegas. But now that we've got through the boring stuff, I kind of just wanted to look at how the seeding worked, you know, like how we got to this point, all that stuff. Because I don't know if it was just me. Were y'all confused by like how the seeding works?
Yeah,
like as far as like tiebreakers,
so
stuff.
Confusing. Yeah, yeah, no, it that was a problem for me last year because like obviously like with it being new and everything last year, I was like trying to get into it, But that was short lived for me because of, remember when we played Golden State and they hosed us.
The Draymond.
They hosed us. Remember
first call?
Draymond Golden. Yeah.
Yeah. Classic.
So after that, I was like, okay, it's just rigged. Like it's a, and it was rigged last year. But yes, I say all that to say, yes, it's confusing.
So, I will say though, like, this is not nearly as confusing as a 12-team playoff decided by a committee of random people, which is what we saw.
Well, that's also rigged. That's yeah, no, that's animal, also man. Super
because
rigged.
That's totally just like, I don't know who's going to pop up, SMU or Bama. At least, like, when that last game was going on, it was the, what was it? It was the Warriors and Suns were playing and the Grizzlies and Mavs. That were kind of like the two deciding factors to get that last spot in the West. And we kind of knew, like, depending on how much you won by, like, which team was going to get in. The seeding, yeah,
sure,
is a little weird.
Yeah. But when you're watching, like, the knockouts and stuff like that, or, like, close to the knockouts, and they're talking through it on the broadcast, it makes sense. But, like, when you're looking at it, like, on a spreadsheet or whatever, it can get like really super confusing.
Yeah. And it's weird. They have like a handful of different tiebreakers that come into play. And we'll talk about some of those tiebreakers that were used this year. But y'all feel free to hop in and talk about these teams. We are going to be talking about them more whenever we get down into the matchups, that type of stuff. But getting started in the West, the number one seed is the Oklahoma City Thunder. They were the winner of West Group B with a record of 3-1. Point differential. This like kind of surprised me a little bit. I didn't know that it was this much, but they were a plus 45 through their four games. And that came in three wins. The Thunder beat the Suns, the Lakers, and the Jazz. But they also lost to the Spurs without Wembanyama. Just going to throw that in there. You know, credit where credit's due.
That was such a
game. I know, stupid. That must have been what got Jay Will talking about. He wants the money. So, like, let's take this serious, you know?
Yeah.
But in West Group B, which is where the Thunder came out of again, they were tied with the Suns, who were also 3-1. That one came down to a head-to-head tiebreaker, which is
so does it go head-to-head and then point differential after head-to-head? Yep.
I believe so, and it could be that the point differential doesn't even come into play until like the wild card spot. You know, since
I see.
That's what I think that it is.
Okay. That makes sense.
But for the Thunder in these four games, they were led by two players, not super surprising. SGA, who in these four games averaged 30.5 points per game, 5.3 rebounds, 7 assists, and 2 steals. And then a fast rising star in Jalen Williams, J-Dub, who averaged 22 points, 6 rebounds, just under 4 assists and 3 steals in those 4 cup games. Is there anything that y'all want to talk more about with the Thunder in particular, or get to that after we make it through the teams?
I'm always happy to talk about the Thunder if y'all want to. I do have a couple of things.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, first of all, I don't feel like Shea is getting enough credit. Like, he should be far and away the MVP favorite. And I think the NBA.com ladder had him like fourth or something. That does not make any sense.
It was either fourth or fifth. I saw that today too. But yeah, Shea has been awesome. Jokic, you know, it really comes down to like, what do you think about the like team success, that type of stuff?
Yeah. Well, like it's just about like, if you're looking about it, like if you're looking at it, how it's been decided the past few years, Shea has to win. There's no one else close. And I think Jokic, personally, I'm of the opinion that like, If I had a vote, I'd probably vote for Jokic, you know?
Yeah.
But that's not the way it's decided. It's not the way that it has happened. Like, it's not the way Jokic won it last year.
I think, like,
if you're going, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think it's really going to be interesting this year, especially with those two, if they're, you know, kind of at the top of the heap, with like what directions the narratives go in. It's like, mm-hmm. as weird as it is, that is like a major factor in MVPs. And like, I don't know, it's weird. It's like, I don't think Jokic is probably going to have too like encouraging of a narrative around him. Just because of like the voter fatigue, that type of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I just think that our team is, to this point, the Thunder has been so much better than the Nuggets. Like, the Nuggets are not bad. Like, and Jokic has been a huge part of that, obviously. Like, he's
sure
doing like generational things, but I mean, I just don't understand how, like, if he had like New York Knicks on the front of his shirt, he would be runaway favorite. It wouldn't even be close.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't want to be like that, you know, like I don't want to believe that stuff. But if you look at what Shea's been doing and you take into account all the injuries and everything else, and you look at his numbers and you look at where his team is, there is no argument to this point. And like, things can change. There's a lot of games left and everything, but like, to this point, there's nobody else that's even close.
Sure.
And it's strange to me that it's not being talked about that way. And I can't really rationalize it any other way than the fact that it just says Oklahoma City on the front of his shirt, you know?
Yeah.
But then also J-Dub. Like, J-Dub's an all-star, yeah?
Yeah. I think, like, pretty easily an all-star this year.
22, 6, and 5 assists?
Just under 4 assists. I mean, he's an all-star. But
that's for the whole season numbers, oh, okay. Jay. Sorry. The cup numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think even, you know, having pretty impressive stats like that, just watching, like watching him play.
Well, he's better when you watch him. I think.
Like how much of an impact he makes for how good his stat lines are. Like, it doesn't even all show up in the stat lines.
Like, yeah.
He's just a monster.
He's been awesome. Like, obviously we all know, like, things haven't really been ideal. Like, I kind of talked about the injuries and et cetera, et cetera. Like, the situation hasn't always been ideal for us this year, but man, he's been asked to do a lot more than he has had to in the past. And he's certainly answered the bell. He's been unbelievable. Yeah, that's all I wanted to say about the Thunder.
Wait, I think I lost Anthony.
Sorry if I cut you off, Ant. Yeah.
No, my computer keeps freezing, and like I don't have a good time to chime in. So like I'll take like 5 seconds of being frozen, and all of a sudden we're talking Jokic MVP campaign. I thought we were talking about the Thunder. Nuggets are not in the cup. Respect to Jokic for 100 points in 24 hours.
I was trying to make a point. I was using him to make a point.
No, I know. And you brought up SGA not getting enough respect. If he's not going to get respect, J-Dub's not. Because in the West, it's so hard to make the All-Star game. Because you have you have LeBron, Steph, KD. Those are automatics every year. Then you have Jokic, Luka, Shea. Should be automatics every year moving forward. That's half the spots. So like, at what point can you slide in J-Dub? It's just really hard in the West compared to the East, who the East reserves, people are already talking like how crazy that's going to be compared to the West because of all the injuries. But closer to All-Star game, like in February, we'll make our own predictions. I just think it's really tough.
He is a lock. He's a lock. Dub is a lock.
Okay, then you have
to
name the other 5 All-Stars.
Well, so, for example, I looked up Anthony Edwards real quick.
Is Kyrie a lock?
He should be in ahead of Kyrie. Dub should be in ahead of Kyrie. There ain't no doubt about that.
I don't know.
No doubt about it.
Can he get the votes,
though? I kind of think, other than that,
maybe not.
Kyrie's on the players that you scream, and people aren't voting J-Dub.
He's right, though, Jace. Anthony is right. He's right.
It's not about J-Dub. Yeah. Like, we know J-Dub's phenomenal. You have to compare, like, the other guys. The West, all of these guys have at least one superstar. A lot of them have two. And so, like, you're going to have to take some really good guys off. Guys that have been in it in the past just for Jadon to break through. That's all I'm saying.
You are right about that. I completely agree with you about that. But I do think he's, like, undoubtedly deserving at the bare minimum, you know?
Yeah.
He has to be. I'm telling you, if he's not, I will throw a fit. I will be so mad. He has to.
The disrespect, like, we're going to talk a lot about the Thunder, so I'm not even going to apologize for bringing up the Thunder. But they're the number one seed in the Cup, and deservedly so. But the disrespect, like, the lack of, the talk about Shea, the two home nationally televised games all season long, no Christmas Day game is crazy. Looking at these notes that Jace put down, like the point differential, not surprising. The Thunder lead the league in point differential by two whole points now above the next highest. It's probably the Cavs or the Celtics.
It's the Cavs. Yeah, you're right.
So, like, that's impressive. Really, for the Thunder got the Suns without KD and the Jazz in their group. But they won at LA the day after Thanksgiving. That was really the one that decided
you're right.
That they would move on. But yeah, they got a tough draw, though. They got Dallas coming to town tomorrow, so we'll talk about that.
Yeah, I'm scared. Do we want to go ahead and move to Dallas, Jace, or what's next?
We can do that. That works for me because, yeah, I've got quite a bit that I want to talk to about them, more so whenever we get down to the matchups for it, for the tournament.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought we were doing matchups. I didn't mean to jump out ahead.
Going by seeds, but let's go ahead and jump down to the Mavericks because the Mavs playing against the Thunder, obviously they are the number four seed. So that means that they were the team that came out of the Western Conference wild card. And their group, the Mavericks finished 3-1 with a plus 46 point differential. The only reason that they didn't win their group was because they had lost the head-to-head tiebreaker against the Warriors. So the Warriors also finished 3-1, moved on. But the teams that the Mavs had beaten were the Pelicans, the Nuggets, and the Grizzlies. Again, their one loss coming against the Warriors. And in the wild card, this was where I was mentioning the point differential tiebreaker coming into play, because it was between the Mavericks and the Suns, who were both 3-1. But the Mavs had a plus 46 point differential while the Suns were plus 30. So yeah, that's where the other type of tiebreaker comes into play. But some of their key players, their two key players through these cup games, Luka, he only played three games, three out of the four, but in those three games, he averaged 31.3 points, 8.3 rebounds, 5 assists, and just over 3 steals per game. Second player that I think, you know, had made the most impact for them in that stretch was Kyrie Irving, 17 points, 4 rebounds, and a little bit over 5 assists per game. They're rolling, dude. The Mavericks are rolling.
Hottest team in the NBA.
They're
7 straight wins.
Yeah. Yep.
They're really, really, really good.
Yeah. And hey, before we get off on another tangent, let's finish up the team stuff. Look how everybody got there, and then we'll get into the real, you know, meat and potatoes of the whole thing. But the number two seed was the Houston Rockets, another, you know, pretty hot team. They're, you know, for me to consider them a hot team, it's more so for the whole season, just because, like, I think a lot of people expected them to be pretty good, but they are, like, a legitimate looking team, like a real threat. But they ended up winning West Group A with a record of 3-1, a plus 40 point differential. They beat the Clippers, the Blazers, and the Timberwolves while losing to the Kings. This was pretty interesting to me, digging through their stats to, you know, kind of decide which two players I wanted to highlight. But their best two, I felt like pretty far and away, were Şengün, who had 19 points, 9 rebounds, and 7.5 assists. And then it was Dylan Brooks, who averaged just below 19 points, right around 3 rebounds, and 1.5 steals per game. Which, you know, he's one of those players that can, you know, he can get hot. He can get going. He can get points. But yeah, it was just kind of surprising because I feel like it's mostly been on, you know, players like Tari Eason and Amen Thompson jumping out. But in the Cup games specifically, it looked like Dylan Brooks to me. So I think that's a pretty interesting thing.
Yeah, no, Dylan Brooks, like the last few games that I've watched the Rockets, he's kind of like finding a groove. Like he's checking a lot of the extraneous stuff at the door, playing really well, I think. Really good. I mean, he's a good defender. It's just sometimes he takes shots you probably don't want him to, but he hasn't been doing that very much. Yeah. And when he just kind of settles down and can play level-headed ball, he's good. Like he's a good player. Very, very helpful. And yeah, just real quick on the Rockets, I won't go too in depth on them, but like that was, like I said, the game we watched them play, the Thunder, Anthony and I, on playback, and it wasn't a Cup game, but they're just really tough because like you don't always know where it's going to come from, you know, like Green can go off, obviously, like he's had some eye popping games. Van Vliet is still a really good player. Şengün obviously is like really good. And then you have guys like Eason and Thompson, both those guys I just like love. I think I've talked about them before.
Yeah,
but they're really hard. And like when Eason and Thompson are out there together, like they almost always have two of the three of like Thompson, Eason, Brooks. Like they can make things really, really difficult on the perimeter for you. And they're tough, they're deep, and they're good. Similar to me, like in my mind, to like what the things I like about Golden State right now, like just present a lot of kind of unique challenges just due to their depth and stuff. They have a really good roster, and yeah, I guess that's all I really want to say about the Rockets. But good another team. Really good team. Yeah. Another really good team.
Okay, and then moving on to our final team from the West, it's going to be the Golden State Warriors. I mentioned them earlier, they had the tiebreaker over the Mavs in Group C, so they advanced out of that. They had a record of 3-1 with a plus 8 point differential. They beat the Mavs, Grizzlies, and Pelicans and lost to the Nuggets. Not super big surprise here. Their dynamic duo that like will not quit being effective of Steph Curry and Draymond Green. Yeah. Steph in these four games averaged 23 points, 7 rebounds, and 8 assists. And Draymond Green averaged just below 12 points with 7.5 rebounds, 6 assists, 1.5 steal, and 1 block per game. You know, the Warriors aren't what they used to be, but they're still like a good team, like super interesting team. They could make some noise down the road, you know. They've kind of cooled off here lately from their real hot start to the season, but you know, just from those handful of games to start the year, I think you kind of have to watch out for them.
Yeah, and they've just recently kind of made a lineup change, right? Like moving Kuminga into the starting lineup.
Yeah, which I don't know if that's for like trade value or just, you know, kind of like you were saying, a new look at things. But definitely interesting, like something to keep up with.
Yeah, I think that's kind of to me, like part of why they maybe haven't been as good as of late is just that change. Like the Draymond thing maybe wasn't working the way they wanted it to. And then they make the change and then they're kind of adjusting to the change. Right. But
yeah.
Yeah. Like you said, I mean, I think they're still really good.
Yeah.
Another one of those teams, obviously Steph's going to do his thing, but outside of that, you kind of, you know, like I said about the Rockets, don't really know where it's going to come from. So
sure.
Present some challenges. They're good, smart team, well coached, a lot of guys that have played a lot of good quality basketball for a long time. So yeah, another tough team out of the West. Shocker, shocker.
And yeah, that is going to wrap up the West teams who are set to participate in the NBA Cup tournament moving forward. So hopping down to the East, we had two 4-0 teams in group play. First one who ended up being the number one seed on that side of the bracket is the Milwaukee Bucks. They were the winner of East Group B 4-0 with a plus 50 point differential. Their wins came against the Raptors, the Pacers, the Heat, and the Pistons. Obviously, you know, they won their group outright, but they had a tiebreaker with the other 4-0 team, Rhett's beloved New York Knicks.
My beautiful Knicks. Yeah.
Obviously, they were also 4-0. That one came down to the point differential, with the Bucks being a plus 50 and the Knicks a plus 30. So that's a pretty big, like pretty impressive from the Bucks, in my opinion.
Not, I agree.
You know, like a super tough group or anything, but if you've listened to our episodes in the past, like we've been pretty on the Bucks so far this year, but
yeah,
I think it's looked like, you know, they're getting some stuff figured out, especially with those top two guys.
That's all really I had to say about them is like Ant said, about the Mavericks, they're another team that's kind of rolling right now.
Yeah.
It feels like to me, things are kind of starting to work. Which I don't really know how. Do y'all have an idea on like what has really changed for them?
I think,
outside of those two guys you mentioned, Jace?
Oh, outside of them, like no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
those two guys, like getting it figured out. But in their four games of group play, Giannis averaged 29 points, 7 rebounds, 8.5 assists, and 2 blocks. Dame, he only played in 3 of the 4 games, but in those 3 games, he averaged 29 points, 4 rebounds, and 10 assists. So, super interesting team, but we'll see, I guess. I still personally like have some pretty big questions for him, especially in the playoffs, but I think if you're a Bucks fan, it's like encouraging at least to see your top two guys, you know, maybe potentially starting to gel a little bit, get some stuff figured out. But
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, I'm still not super duper high on the Bucks. Like, I just think with all the good teams in the league and everything right now, it's like two guys isn't really going to be enough, you know, on most nights, especially in a 7-game series. But we're not talking about a 7-game series.
Right.
Talking about the NBA Cup.
It's the NBA Cup.
Yeah. So
3-game series.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, I think they could be dangerous. It depends on how, you know, if those guys are hot or not.
Yeah.
If they're hot, you know, could be,
watch
could be
out.
Interesting. Yeah.
And yeah. You better watch out.
Moving.
Before we move past,
sorry, say it again.
I think hot take. I know we're jumping ahead. The Hawks are going to run through the cup unfazed.
Hey,
but continue on.
We'll see.
We'll get to them.
We're
going to get to them.
Don't you worry. Next up, the next 4-0 team, number 2 seed on the East is the New York Knicks. 4-0 also, as mentioned, plus 30 point differential. They beat the Sixers, the Nets, the Hornets, and the Magic. Just won their group outright. We already kind of touched on the tiebreaker. Two players for them I wanted to highlight. Jalen Brunson, just under 27 points in cup games, 3.5 rebounds, and 5.5 assists. And then the big bodega, the big purr cat. He only played in three of the four games where he had 21 points, 13.3 rebounds, 3.5 assists, and just under 2 blocks.
He's been so good, man.
Yeah.
Cat.
No, he's like, with how good Brunson has been, you know, like, again, he's been heating up, but like, Cat's the talking point for them.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, Cat's really kept them afloat in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is, I said it a couple weeks ago, but this is like the best season of his career.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the Knicks, I think that they still like have some questions about him, you know, and like,
I agree.
Consistency yeah. from those other guys. But having Brunson and Cat, just those two players specifically starting to gel, I think is like, should be pretty concerning for the East, because they've got the pieces to like upset a Cleveland or a Boston, depending on how stuff shakes out for the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, it's like, it's another, this goes for a lot of teams, I guess, but like, it's kind of just like, depends on the night kind of deal. But I think the Knicks give themselves like really good odds.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's likely that those two guys you just mentioned, Jace, are going to do their thing most nights, and they're going to be really good most nights. And then it's like, you have a Bridges or an Ananobi. If one of those guys gets going on any given night, you probably can't beat them, you know?
And kind of undoubtedly, you know, like one of the top perimeter wing defensive units in the league, mostly with those two guys, Mikal Bridges and Ananobi, but then also tossing in like a Josh Hart out there. Interesting, man.
Yeah.
Pretty dangerous.
They should be. Do you still think they're going to be good on defense? Because they're 18th in defensive rating right now. They're not.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that, I don't have the numbers pulled up or anything, but when I've watched the Knicks, which to be fair, has not been, you know, just like a ton so far this year, I still think Brunson causes some issues on the defensive side. And then with the funneling down to Cat, a little concerning, but like if they get back Mitchell Robinson, if he gets back healthy and playing consistently, like I think that could turn around like pretty quickly.
Yeah. Like I think a lot of it can be fixed, but it's like, it's strange to me that it's been as bad as it has, because I thought they would be a really good defensive team. So I don't know. We'll see. It's a weird deal, but I do think it's not hopeless, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
I agree. Okay, so moving on to the next team, we've got two more Eastern Conference teams to get to. The number three seed that got Anthony so hyped up, the Atlanta Hawks. They won East Group C, record of 3-1 with a plus 15 point differential. Their wins came against the Celtics, the Wizards, and the Cavs, with their lone loss coming to the Bulls. Another tiebreaker here, because the Celtics also had a record of 3-1. Head-to-head tiebreaker. Hawks got the win, so Hawks are moving on. Another, you know.
Can you believe you're saying that, by the way?
Like, the Hawks didn't just win that. They took it. They beat the Cavs twice, and they beat the Celtics with no Trae Young.
That's crazy, man.
And then they find the Hawks. Right. And they're like, whatever, we're moving on in the cup.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
That's been my favorite storyline of the NBA so far, is the Atlanta Hawks.
They're a blast, man.
Yeah.
Aren't they so much fun?
They're awesome. Yeah, it's fantastic, man. It's
they've
great.
They've got like a little bit of everything. But the two players that really jump out to me for them, obviously, I don't think you can really talk about the Hawks without talking about Trae Young.
Yeah, give him his respect, everybody.
In these games, he averaged 21 points, 2 rebounds, 11 assists, and just over a steal a game. But then also, like, quickly becoming one of my favorite players in the NBA is Jalen Johnson. In these games, he averaged 20 points, just under 12 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal, and just under 2 blocks. Like, he's the man. Like, he can do everything.
He's a guy I talked about him on our last normal episode, but yeah, he is coming up quick. He is a really, really good player.
Yeah.
Really good player.
Absolutely. And then for our final team over on the East, we've got the wild card, Orlando Magic.
The wild card, really, with everything that's going on with them right now.
Yeah, they finished up with a 3-1 record in group play with a plus 45 point differential. Wins coming against the Hornets, Sixers, and Nets with their lone loss to the Knicks. Another tiebreaker. There were three teams that ended up in the East with a 3-1 record without winning their group. That was the Magic, who are a plus 45, the Celtics, who are a plus 23, and the Pistons were 3-1 in group play with a plus 7. So Magic won that tiebreaker to move on. And yeah, like you were saying, you know, those injuries are big time because in the group play, Franz Wagner, who, you know, is the latest addition to like key players that are set to miss a pretty good amount of time.
Another oblique, right?
That's an oblique.
Yeah.
But yeah, Wagner averaged 30 points, 7.5 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2.5 steals. As far as, you know, the helping pieces around him, guys that could step up, I think the biggest one, and he played well in these cup games as well, is Jalen Suggs. I didn't put the points on here, but he was just over 15 points in group play, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 1.5 steals, and 1 block per game. Big fan of him. He's going to like have to step up for him, you know.
He's their best player now.
Yeah, like I don't know if it'll be enough, but I think it's a good opportunity for him regardless, you know. Definitely could be a chance for him to make himself some money down the road. But we'll see.
Yeah, that's just, man, such a shame about Franz. I hate that.
Yeah.
Especially the way he's been playing and the way the team has been playing, you know, with him kind of leading the charge. Really a shame, man, because I really like the way they put it together in Orlando. But yeah, I think, man, it's just going to be a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, hey.
But I guess we'll get to that. Yeah.
I was about to ask, was that a prediction that I just heard?
Are we ready for predictions? I didn't want to jump the gun, but
let's jump.
It's prediction ready when time, y'all are. Baby.
It's prediction time.
All right.
So,
nice.
As mentioned earlier, first game of the bracket part of the NBA Cup is going to be between the Magic and the Bucks. I can get us started on that one a little bit. Like we were just talking about with Franz going to be set to miss quite a bit of time, you know, I think the Magic are going to be in trouble. I think they're going to start sliding pretty hard. On the other side of the table with the Bucks, Giannis and Dame, they're getting it put together. They're figuring it out. As mentioned earlier, I do have concerns with them for the playoffs with team construction, but big piece of this, it's not the playoffs. It's the NBA Cup. And so I've got the Bucks moving on to the semifinals and sending the Magic back home.
Yeah, so Bucks Magic tomorrow night. I do want to give a shout out to Mosley, the Magic coach, because like we talked about now with Franz, but initially Paolo, right? Like when Paolo went out, they had a skid. I think they were like 1-5 or something like that to start, but then they came back with a vengeance. They got really hot, won a ton of games. Franz was playing like an all-NBA kind of guy. He really found a way to like make that work in the interim without Paolo, who obviously is their best player, you know?
Sure.
Franz was willing and able to step into that role. Now, without him, I do think Mosley is going to adjust. I think this team's going to be competitive, but just the shock value of it all, you know, and having to adjust, make such a another huge, major adjustment on the fly. Even a coach as good as him, I just think it's too tall an ask. You know, I do think that with guys like KCP, Anthony Black playing the way he has, and then Suggs, obviously, like, they're equipped to kind of make things difficult for a team like Milwaukee on the perimeter. But I just think even if they're able to do that, which, like you said, Jace, there are some nights with Giannis and Dame, you're just not able to do that. But if they are able to do that tomorrow night, I just still don't think they're going to have enough offensive pop on the other end. Like, I just don't see a way that they can kind of overcome the obstacles on this one. So I'm with you, Jace. I've got the Bucks moving ahead in the first matchup tomorrow night.
Yeah, man. Well, we shout out Mosley, but your magic ends tomorrow night on TNT. Because, ooh, man, I do feel for the Magic, man. Like, getting nice. Your two stars with the same injury, like, that's like Hartenstein breaking his hip
sucks.
On that one block. Like, that's immediately what I thought. Like, that's so devastating. You talk about the shock value. That impacted the Thunder, for sure, when Chet went down. Had to change how you play completely. The Magic were really bad in their last cup showing with the group on the line in New York. I feel like it's going to be the same thing. Like, when they go to Milwaukee, they're kind of opposite trajectories. The Bucks, they're like, hey, we can win a championship. And they've won one before.
Yeah,
Dame is making an all-star push. What's the other guy's name? Giannis, he's making an MVP push. Like, these guys, they're two games back from the Knicks, which is crazy to say. But here they are. The Bucks, I think I said it earlier. I think they run through this bracket completely.
Definitely.
All right. Well, there you have it.
Definitely fair. Yeah. Then moving on to the second game set for Tuesday night. This game is, in my opinion, the most interesting game of the first round of bracket play. We have the Mavericks taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Does anybody want to get us started, or should I kick it off?
I've got my pick ready if nobody else is ready.
Go ahead. You get us started on this one.
Yeah, so I talked a couple of weeks about it, like a couple of weeks ago about it. It, as long as, like, PJ Washington is on the Mavs, we're not going to beat them. We have to beat them. This is like a must-win game. Like, I think this is maybe like the biggest regular season game we've had in like probably 6 or 7 years. And it's still a regular season game, but this is a big one. Because the Mavericks don't think we can beat them. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
They've owned us recently. And like, if we're legit and we're really like as good as everybody's been saying we are, you know, we need to win this game. Because last time we played them, we were doing the whole small ball thing. Like, we didn't have Hartenstein ready to go. Obviously, no Chet. But now we have Hartenstein. So, again, we're still not full strength, but we're more – like, we're closer to, like, what the perception of us was coming into the season, right? So, like, we're able to do more of the stuff that we had planned for a team like Dallas. Because I do think a lot of the moves we made in the offseason was – you know, with the team like Dallas in mind, right? Obviously, the team that beat us. So, hopefully, I think we're equipped. And, I mean, this is a must-win game. We need to win this. If we don't win this game against Dallas, I'm going to have some pretty big questions. Maybe an overreaction, but that's just me. So, I'm going to say Thunder. Thunder win this game.
It's tough. I don't have my prediction ready yet. Hopefully, me yapping in the next 30 seconds will help me, like, decide. But I do think it's an overreaction. Like, if the Thunder lose, it's because it's just two really good teams. It's a rivalry game. It's OU versus Texas. It's the States. Two teams that are really close together. The two hottest teams in the NBA, arguably. So the Thunder, I'm trying to think. I've been thinking about this today. Like, do they really care about the cup? I don't think so. Like, they're – they're talking about Jay Will.
I know, probably not that much.
Yeah. You know, he's not contributing to it. So, like, it's funny. Like, SGA doesn't care. He said, I'm giving my money away. So, it doesn't matter to him. I think it matters more, like Rhett was saying, we need to beat this team. Like, we're tired of them beating us. And we know that to win the West, which they want to do, you have to go – you have to take down the team that beat you the previous year.
You'll have to beat Dallas at some point.
With that being said, my prediction – man, at home, I'm going to the game. I hope they do t-shirts or like clappers or something to make it like a playoff environment. Awesome. It's a late game.
They'll do something, sure.
The crowd's going to be rowdy Tuesday night in the O. So I don't know. I'm going to hope for SGA and J-Dub like masterclass, like, and we keep the hot streak going and the Thunder goes to Vegas.
Hmm. Well, yeah, I definitely respect it. I think personally the biggest storyline is seeing how the Thunder match up with the Mavs, having Hartenstein in the lineup, because we really haven't played him with, like, you know, a physical big man before, and part of that was with game plan, but the other piece of it was just kind of roster construction, especially last year in the playoffs. But Mavericks, I think you had mentioned this earlier, Anthony, they've won 7 straight. They're on a roll. Ugh. PJ Washington is on their team.
That name is like triggering.
Like a 30 ball tomorrow.
Because I just
probably.
Yeah.
PJ, he's gonna have like 18 and 15.
Like,
at
I would
least,
just rather
or something like it's gonna be huge.
Let Dinwiddie go off. But please, no PJ Washington hitting 6 threes against us, please.
All right.
It'll make me sick, dude. I might puke.
With all factors considered, everything from iHeart to 7-0, all the way down to PJ Washington, I am going to pick the Mavericks to win this game. You know.
So you're saying, Jason, we better just hope somebody else can beat the Mavericks in the playoffs because we're not going to do it.
This game is not saying? Reflective
no.
of
no.
hopefully
I don't think
the
so.
Full strength Thunder with Chet. And that's 6 months away. That's 6 months away.
I'm telling you, if we don't beat them tomorrow, I'll be saying exactly what I just said. We better hope somebody else.
We could just give up the rest of the season is what Rhett's saying.
And hey,
no, I didn't say that. I just said I hope somebody else can beat him because we're not gonna.
If we have Chet back for the playoffs and he's like, you know, remotely close to even what he was like last year, like, I think we're the better team. I think the Thunder are better than Dallas.
If that's the case, I think we're the best team in the NBA.
Yeah. And like, I do agree with you that this game holds like a decent bit of weight. Because even though it is, you know, technically still regular season, it's got more like fire under it than just like some random scheduled game. So I do agree that it, you know, holds some pretty substantial weight. But at the end of the day, it's not a playoff game. So whether that means, you know, like not game planning the same that you would for a playoff game, not running different sets, out of bounds plays, whatever, defensive schemes. It's an important game, but I don't look at it as like end all be all for these.
If the Mavs win,
y'all have made me feel better about it.
Four straight wins in OKC.
Not walking back.
Like, I just don't. I can't see the Thunder were so good. Like, I know I'm biased. Like, I can't imagine losing.
That's what I'm saying. If we're good, we need to beat them
every year. So,
well, they ain't good. They ain't good though.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good.
But they're not like win the whole thing. Good
offensive schemes.
Football bracket too.
It's an important game, but I don't look at it as like a end all be all.
Oh no, 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 not me. Y'all can do it if you want. No, Yeah, there's no mid-season NBA Emirates CFB Cup in the college football.
Not as exciting.
Well done, Jake. Yeah.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good. But hey, I think.
Great. Thanks. Yeah. Because obviously, like, I've been really excited about the Hawks for quite a while now, too. And of course, I love
college football. End with a Emirates.
I'm not sure if this is like the appropriate time to say what I'm about to say, but I think I'm just going to go ahead and say it. So,
yeah. Look at the bracket. Who cares? Let's.
Whoever wins this is going
to
win.
Move down to our next game. What do you say?
Not only the East, but the whole thing.
Next up.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll still talk through the other games.
It's going to be.
Who knows? Maybe by the time we get there, I'll change my mind.
New York Knicks.
But I'm going to say whoever wins this is going to win the whole thing. Okay. So
get us started here. What do you think?
I don't know. This is like you were talking about, Jace. I don't have like the recent stuff like pulled up right in front of me. Knicks are the best offense in basketball. Atlanta's just kind of like a Cinderella type of deal. Like just get it done. And, you know, like none of the numbers are super great. I think what's going to happen is that somebody on New York is going to kind of lay an egg and we're going to get a big Dyson Daniels offensive game. So we're going to have a big one from Trey, you know, Trey with the lights on when they're really bright. He's Trey, man. He's Ice Trey. So Trey's going to have a good game.
Dang. Yeah, I didn't realize that. I gotta tell.
That's right.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, so Trey,
because my sister is going to
New York. No, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Wednesday
Sorry.
Morning. I should tell her that she should try to. Because she was friends with Trey's wife back in high school. She
needs that'd be an awesome environment. Yeah.
Like, give me some tickets. No, that will be awesome. Like hanging around MSG because all the fans hate Trey Young. But like that, how long ago was that? This is years ago.
Yeah.
And keep in mind.
The Knicks are better.
Keep in mind that this is Trae Young going back to the Garden, where he's proven himself before.
Sorry, kind of like
who knows what could happen.
No. Yeah. Well, I'll just finish my thing. I think Trey's going to have a good game, like I was saying. Jalen, I think, is going to have a good game. And then we get a good game from Dyson, too. So I'm going to take the Hawks. I'm going to take the Hawks in this one.
Like two or three years.
Oh, really? I kind of feel the opposite way, Jace.
I like it. I am going to pick the Hawks as well. I think that this game is like pretty interesting. I don't know what it is, but like the eastern side of this bracket has me like, most of the teams over there, I don't think are going to be as interested as much in the cup as the four teams from the West. I don't really have reasoning for that. Maybe it's just because like some older teams, like the Knicks, especially, most of those guys have like pretty good contracts going on already.
It's one of the best new ones that I can remember
types of teams, you know,
in a long
talent,
time, like at least like 10 years,
quite a few
years,
people
probably
on the roster.
It's awesome.
That, like,
yeah,
aren't on huge deals, that these types of games kind of mean something to.
That's fantastic.
The Hawks.
Yeah. Well, Jason, I do want to say one thing on the,
they've only played
in
the
terms
Knicks
of like them taking
year,
it serious, just really briefly
as well.
I wasn't, It's a really good thought that you were thinking about the money aspect of the tournament. I wasn't thinking so much about that. I was just thinking, like,
Dyson Daniels,
especially the kind of the top teams that we have over there in the East, like primarily the Bucks and the Knicks
for him,
like, have probably heard, you know, some of the chatter and like the media and stuff that, like, how bad the conference is, you know, in the East. And maybe they just are kind of wanting to make a statement on a somewhat magnified stage. That was kind of my thought.
But yeah, I'm riding with the Hawks.
But it's a good point. I can see it going both ways, which makes it more interesting to me in my head. So that's all I want to say.
Is it my turn to pick? Okay. Sorry, guys. I got to get some new Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
But I love the Hawks, man. Like, if I were to like, yeah, they are probably my favorite team in the East. First of all, fun team, plus Trae Young. But the Cinderella story, it can only go so far. Like, you know those teams that, like, make a run in the NCAA tournament? That's good. They get the upset in the first round. They get another upset to go to weekend two. And then it kind of, like, fizzles out.
Man, who we got here,
like,
baby.
The Hawks, they've beaten the Celtics and the Cavs. They've made it this far. Super performance from Trae.
Yes.
To move does, but I'm still going with the Knicks on that ugly orange court to move on.
All right, sweet Ant, respect, bro. Please do, Jays, because I want to say these 2-3 matchups are, like, really hard for me to pick. So I want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I can dig it. And then that brings us to our last game of this first round of the NBA Cup bracket. And that's going to be between the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets. I would be more than happy to get us started on this one. And that's kind of how I'm feeling about this one, too. I think both of these teams, and this more so than anything is just specifically to me, they've both been pretty surprising. It's like both pretty successful teams so far, obviously, you know, making it out of their groups. And the Warriors, they've already played twice this year, Warriors and the Rockets, and the Warriors are 2-0 in those matchups. But I think here the Rockets are going to get a little bit of get back on them. I think, you know, like we touched on, that perimeter defense, I think that it can be pretty effective with how the Warriors like to play, you know, switching those ball screens and off ball screens as well with Curry primarily. I think that they're pretty
uniquely, I think it's funny, Jace, that you mentioned like Tari and
like whenever Thompson really starts are like
the two guys that we always talk about, because I bet that's not like,
I think the Rockets win this game. I think it's going to be a relatively close game.
Are the most interesting guys on the roster.
Yeah, I think not a huge Rockets fan personally.
Anyway,
but have really liked some of the stuff that I've seen.
I'm glad you said that the Warriors are 2-0 against the Rockets.
The two guys who are, you know, always our two big talking points with them.
So that's what's going to kind of drive it for me. I think both these teams are, like, really good.
Love those two guys yet again.
Both top.
Give me the Rockets here. Moving on to play the Mavericks.
I think both top five teams for me in the West, just in terms of, like, the big picture and, like, projected playoff success. I think they're both top five for me. Pretty even, I think. So I'm going to show some love to a guy that I've kind of had to be a little bit negative about.
Yeah.
since we've been doing the podcast, that's Jalen Green. Give me a Jalen Green masterclass in this one. I'm just curious, like, it's masterclass, Disaster class. Yeah, right. So give me a master class. Give me a Jalen Green master class. I'm curious who they're going to have to try to guard him from Golden State. So I guess we'll see. Would it be Pods? Okay. Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, two pretty good defenders, both those guys. They'll have some options. But, yeah, I'm going to say give me a Jalen Green master class, and I'm going to have the Rockets moving on to
face Jalen Green master class. It's between he's scoring 15 or he's scoring 40. But I do agree that
the Rockets will move on. yeah. Warriors, I don't know. Man, they're good, and then they're bad, and then Draymond is hitting game-winning dunks, good. And I don't know. If the Warriors were maybe at home, Pods, I would take maybe the Warriors even, to win.
Wiggins.
But Houston, possibly. I think they're motivated. He's kind of shifted not just for the money, but like kind of prove themselves. The Rockets are so – they remind me so much of the Thunder from last year.
Yeah.
Just like kind of surprising everyone. Like, oh, we're here. Kind of surprising themselves almost. But
respect.
Yeah, I'll go with Houston versus Thunder in round two.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah, so Jace, I'm with you in the East. I've got the Bucks and the Hawks in the East.
Definitely.
In the West, fair. I've got Thunder and the Rockets.
Thunder, Rockets, and then Bucks, Knicks.
I can dig it. Okay, so that gets us through the first round. Moving on to the semifinals, and we are headed to Vegas, my boys. So my two semifinals games. In the East, I have the Bucks playing the Hawks. In the West, I have the Mavs playing the Rockets. So who did y'all have? Who were y'all's matchups? Right on. I can dig it. So, yeah, you know, I think we've kind of dove into these teams, like, specifically for the most part. I think we've kind of covered most of our ground. But just kind of looking solely at the matchups, first one for me, Bucks and Hawks. I think the Hawks are in a much different situation for the Cup than the Bucks are. Both teams have been playing pretty well as of late. But the Hawks have a lot more youth, a lot more, you know, okay, cheaper like contracts, it. That type of stuff. So I think the money is going to be more important to those players.
I think I'm going to ride with you,
I think that
Jace.
This is like their NBA playoffs, basically.
And I don't know.
I also
just,
think for the Hawks, they've got a handful, you know,
I think it
really
kind of goes back to what I was talking about the Hawks against the Knicks.
Wing players.
Just they're going to be able to make things really tough on the perimeter. They don't really have anybody that
can
slow down Trey.
Players.
I think is the main thing that's like sticking out of my head.
Yeah, I just
think
this
one
Hawks
is the Trey game.
Built for this
like,
type of thing.
Trey goes
so
really,
I'm
really big here.
Going to take the Hawks.
So, yeah, give me the Hawks over the
come
Bucks.
Out of the East.
And that moves the Hawks in the final. Let's go.
Man, I really hate being like the Debbie Downer on these Hawks, man, because I love the Hawks. But like, it just. It ain't gonna happen, man. They're losing double digits. That first
game. Yeah, you've been talking so good about the Hawks. Yeah,
like respectfully, like this. There's a 7 seed in the lesser conference.
It could very well happen.
Like they're just not that good. Who knows what Atlanta Hawks we're really gonna see on Wednesday? But I don't know. I'm hoping for a fun game. I just think the Knicks are just definitely better than the Hawks. So in my matchup, it would be the Bucks versus Knicks. Would be really good. Wouldn't be surprised if the Knicks won. I'm going with the Bucks to make it out of the East.
Oh.
Did you get that? Bucks out of the East? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we lost you for a sec, but yeah, Bucks out of the East.
Mm-hmm. Now I did. I lost you for a second, but happy to hear. I like it.
Yeah.
All right. So me and Rhett both have the Hawks coming out of the East, and Anthony's going with the Bucks. Moving on to the Western Conference, I have the Mavs and Rockets. Just to kind of get this one out the way real quick, I'll dive into it. Pretty interesting, you know, two Texas teams meeting up here. I think that that's pretty cool. And I have, this is a tough one for me because I think these two teams are like both good teams, but super different.
Okay. So I've got Thunder Rockets. Single game, I've talked about that.
I'm going to go with the Mavericks offense outperforming the Rockets defense.
I don't know. I think the Rockets are really good. I think they're quite good enough to beat us twice. A
big time Kyrie game.
In a row. So
I kind of feel like with how the Rockets play defense, it could be one of
just a little bit too much. He kind of gets it into
his mind, you know. Like
I'm thinking back to that game. I can hit Fred hit like a prayer
with a minute left in the game,
like a 35 plus for three.
And I'm gonna say this is a big game from Kyrie.
It was unbelievable, dude, and he nailed it. I mean, nothing but nylon. He nailed it. It was crazy. Anyway, I just think. Too much from OKC. Give me a in that one. So it'll be Thunder Rockets. Give me a Hartenstein. Give me 13 points. Give me 15 rebounds and 7 assists in that one. And that's a big line for Hartenstein. but yeah, that moves me. Thunder, me Thunder over to me. Yeah, I got
Thunder. I think the Thunder.
It's a tough one, man.
Thunder Rockets in a neutral site. We haven't seen that since the bubble. So I think that'll kind of look we'll avenge that loss to the Russell Westbrook Rockets from back in the day. We also avenge that really bad performance the last time the Thunder lost, which is against Houston. I think Thunder moves on to play the Bucks in the finals.
I can dig it.
Yeah, so I've got the Bucks beating the Magic in that first game in the East, and then the Hawks beating the Knicks in that second game in the East. And then in the Bucks-Hawks matchup, I've got the Hawks defeating the Bucks there. Then on the West, I've got the Thunder beating the Mavericks in the first game in the Western Conference. I've got the Rockets beating the Warriors in the second one.
Together for
then
the
I've got
finals.
The Thunder beating the Rockets in the semifinal. Just so that leaves me with Hawks.
Recap, but who's going I have in the Hawks fight. Coming out of the East to take on the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, recap.
West. Who are you guys?
Thunder.
Match-ups?
You don't want to say yours?
Thunder and Rockets moving on, and then the Bucks and the Knicks moving on, and Thunder Bucks for the finals.
Oh, we'll get there.
Trae Young's not hungry for payday, man. He just signed with Jordan.
I like it. And I didn't give too much of a recap on mine, so I had
for the Hawks
beating the Bucks in the
semifinals. Do it for Nance.
And the Mavs beating the Rockets in the semifinals. But yeah, getting back over to the finals, for me it's Hawks and Mavs. Kind of beating a dead horse over here. I think those Hawks are going to be hungry for a payday. I think that they pull a pretty big upset, get the win. I ain't worried about Trae Young, dude. I think what's stopping them from doing this for number one pick is Zachary Risachet. Huh? Do it for Risachet. Okay.
That would be so sick
with if me he won MVP. That would be unbelievable. I will go ahead
like, and when he signed that extension, MVP people were like asking who he was. Like, that would be so awesome.
Jalen Johnson. I don't think.
Yeah, so it's kind of a bummer scoring, now that I'm like looking at my bracket that it got to not this be point too with Thunder far Hawks because the Hawks aren't.
Glad you're that coming versatility to your senses. That I was talking about.
But we have you him, on record. Shows the winner of the Hawks.
I guess
basically everything shows up. I think it's going to show up here.
Well, that's why they play the game. You're acting like I'm insane.
After the Cavs,
I'm trying to make it interesting.
2025.
Then they beat the Bucks and Thunder. I'm driving to Vegas and I'm betting on them to win. They're winning the whole thing.
That would be dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be really cool. Yeah.
The title. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, this is where the Cinderella run ends, sadly, for the Hawks. I'd love to pick them here, but I can't do it. So, yeah, for MVP. MVP. I'm going to go with. My Canadian friend, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, just too much, man. What more can we say about him? We all know. We love him, folks. We love him. Very special. Yes, we do. We love him. If it was the Bucks, it would be the Greek. Remember that? He's like the Greek. He's a very good player. He's the Greek. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah, let's give it to Shai. I think he's just going to kind of do his thing. Like I said, with the Hartenstein line, I think we'll get some good production out of him. Dub, I hope we'll have some good games. Keep doing his thing, you know. But, yeah, Shai leads the charge for us, and we go as far as he goes. So I think he plays well. We win. He's the MVP.
I may have had these crazy thoughts, like drinking from the Bucks Cup. But, like, I think Giannis versus SGA – and Dame wanting to send us home again. Like, I would have to go with the Bucks beating us in the championship.
I may be and even Giannis more Greek getting than MVP. Him. But... Sure.
That'd be so lame of him. No, it's not.
I don't think it's that crazy.
If that happens, Anthony, I'm going to be so mad at you. I hope not.
Like, yeah, the Thunder, like, back to the Thunder, like, our team, our
boys.
No,
it's not.
If they can win this, like, you know, it may be an overreaction, but that would be so big, like, for them to see, like, this team, like, finally winning a trophy. Like, oh, maybe we can do it. Yeah. So,
dude, if Dame did
it, it would be cool. Yeah, no, it'd be really cool.
From the NBA Cup. Would be like sick. Yeah,
well, I think the Knicks are about to.
It's not the same thing. But at the end of the day, the Emirates NBA Cup is what matters.
Sweet.
Yeah.
But okay, that.
Yeah.
That
I think the league would make them.
With our gets us through our 2025.
Yeah, Emirates I think you like
NBA Cup.
I think you preview. Have to. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they make you. Do
I ended
it.
Up
yeah.
having the Atlanta Hawks coming out on top. Rhett went with the Oklahoma City Thunder. And Anthony with the Milwaukee Bucks.
That's and really interesting, Jace, because I feel like the opposite. Teams, like I feel like that makes me. That's what made ask. Me think the league is making them do it is because the Lakers did it because they don't need a hangover.
If each of your predictions, you know, for the champions, if they were to win, do you think that they would?
Well, that is also true, but yeah.
You think so?
To me, I think it's like is the it league wants like a, this to like be a thing, obviously. So like you know, have to. When you win it, you get a banner and you hang the banner.
I think,
and it is cool. It's not a year championship, obviously, it, but it I think is it cool. Was like
just because
it's a new thing
Lakers,
and it's not easy to win, like and it's so a fun little like kind of
hung their banner,
test the waters kind of thing. And at this point in the season, it's cool. I don't think it's lame to hang the banner.
Yeah. That's true.
Right. It's kind of the same thing,
you know,
as that.
I don't know. The Lakers are so weird to me. Like, so
it's an accomplishment,
like,
you know,
on a different like spectrum than the rest of the NBA.
It is. No, you're right. It's both ways for sure.
Yeah. I hang a banner. Well, I mean,
great. Well, thanks for that, Jace. That was really fun. And, to be honest, you know, with traveling and everything else that's been going on, holidays and everything, I wasn't too much on my mind. I mean, I had obviously been keeping up with it. Now I'm excited about the cup.
It's going away. It's only going to get bigger and better. So let's hang up 10 banners over the next 10 years. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. But it is kind of funny, though, you know?
I agree, and I think that's a great point. But let's just decide that this thing is cool, and let's watch it, and let's get excited about it, and treat it like it's more than just a regular season game, because why not? It's fun.
Starting right.
Yeah, it's cool. I agree with you, Ant. Let's decide that this is cool, because it is cool. Yes, starting now, we declare it. Okay, well, that's – Jace, first of all, thanks for kind of leading the charge on kind of a tough week for me. So I certainly appreciate
it. Rocks.
Like I said, looking forward to
it's
a fun week of basketball.
Matters.
I think y'all, unless y'all have anything that I don't know about, that we will be on recording Sunday, posting Monday for next week, as usual. So yeah, we'll plan on that, and I guess we will plan to see you all on Monday next week. But
yep, cheers.
Yeah, enjoy the cup, and we will be talking to you soon.